It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome into Old Chicago. Here's October 2nd. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here, Buff Talk. It's October, which means we're winding down in fall sports, but we are getting close to championship season. Of course, Garden City High School football lost last week against Liberal. We'll have assistant coach CJ Covington on later to talk about the wide receivers and the growth of the freshman JV team. We will also have cross-country head coach Krista Lindenberg on in a moment. But first, we'd like to start out with two cross-country athletes, two juniors, Hayden Nemechek and Kate Weiss. How are you two doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you doing, Kate?
Good.
Okay, sorry to put your last name. Let's go into this. So you're both coming off fourth place finishes at Royal George this last week. Whichever you two wants to start, let me ask, what stood out about the event?
This straight uphill for about a mile and a half.
Okay.
And we do finish across the Royal Gorge, of course.
Okay, that's really cool. Kate, what did you like about the event?
Probably like being able to kind of catch some people down the hill and be able to finish pretty strong. I kind of went into it with a different mindset of going up smart up the hill and being able to go down. And
I read up on that you said that you mentioned you had a different strategy going into that race. Was that the big change that you wanted to make?
Yeah, the year before I kind of went out too fast and died off, so I wanted to make sure I was smart going into it.
Okay, got it. How did the course start compared to how it ended?
So it's just straight up for a mile and a half, and then we just loop around and go down the exact same thing down.
I'll ask you both. I'll bring Hayden back into this. Is it tough to start off going a mile and a half uphill first?
Oh, yeah. I mean, instantly you just feel like just slow. You're just like contemplating like walking the whole time. Then you turn around and it's just like you start rolling.
Yeah. And you're running in the altitude too as well. Mm-hmm. How difficult is that? Because I haven't even been in like altitude like that before.
Last year I struggled, but this year I felt like I prepared myself better and hydrated enough that I was able to handle it pretty well.
How much hydration goes into it?
About three times as much as I normally do.
That's how I have to do it before I broadcast football, because otherwise my voice goes crazy. I read up that you said being able to run in a place like Royal George feels like a one in a million opportunity. What did you mean by that?
Just like how beautiful it is. You know, a lot of the places we run at are kind of a CRP, like flatland or fields, and we got to run up a mountain and see kind of the beauty of that and see the dip and down in the gorge. So it was really cool.
What's kind of your dream place to run in?
Probably Rimrock Farms in Lawrence.
Okay. What stands out about that?
I just love the trees and the atmosphere of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, Hayden, that Rimrock was your favorite place to run.
Yeah.
What about it?
It's gritty, and that's what kind of like differentiates the boys from the men. So.
That's fair. So I was reading up on the quarterback strategy about you, and I didn't realize how much strategy goes into cross country. And I want to ask both of you, whichever you want to start can go with it. How much strategy, we'll start with Hayden, how much strategy goes into each race?
It's everything. Like some races, I mean, your mind says, I have to get out as far as I can because there are so many people, I can't be stuck behind people for so long. In some races, it'll be like, I can go out as slow as I want and I can control the tempo, but it's always something different. Like every meet, it's never going to be the same.
Is it difficult to kind of keep in track? Like you're running, 9 kilometers and in one instance, is it hard to remember, okay, I got to make sure I'm pacing myself right?
You always have to kind of keep yourself in check. Like you can't always come out like thinking you're a stud and halfway through you're walking,
Mm-hmm. Kate, we're going into your junior season. How much strategy has gone into each race for you?
Definitely a lot of different thought process than I did last year. I wanted to be more positive, and kind of what we have like on the back of our shirts and kind of our slogan for this year is just to run.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're okay. I get kind of mental. I go from like strategy to just overthinking, and I have to fine line between those two.
Was there a point last season where you kind of realized, okay, I want to be a little more focused on my mental side my junior year?
Yeah, definitely.
Where did that come in?
Probably about halfway through when I went to Rimrock for the first time.
Okay, got it. And what happened in Rimrock that first time? And then talk to me about how different it was the first time to this season.
I got to see some pretty amazing athletes that I'd never watched run in person. And I got to see them run some pretty low 17s and 18s. So pretty much just motivation to get my time down.
Who'd you say is the best athlete, excuse me, that you've trained with?
Trained with?
Yeah.
Jocelyn Sosa.
Okay, what stood out?
She was just mentally tough, and I got to work off of her, and she always pushed me to be better each day at practice.
Hey, and I'll ask you the same thing. Was there someone that kind of motivated you at practice?
It's definitely Devin Chapel.
Okay.
Every day. I mean, he could be having the worst day. He could be like, you know, it could be all going wrong for him, and he would just show up and show out still every day.
Mm-hmm. You two have both taken big steps as juniors. Kate, I want to start with you because you've been offering to go Hayden first every time. What's that work in the summer or the spring has helped you have so much success this season?
The last 2 years during the summer, I haven't been able to do my summer runs due to, like, injury. So this year I got to actually get summer miles, and I also lifted a lot more than I normally do. So
take me through a day-by-day training routine during the summer. What were some things that you did?
I woke up, and I went to work out with my parents at 5:30. And then I'd go to summer runs at 7, and I'd get about 4 to 5 miles in. But that was about it.
Were your parents student-athletes in high school, college?
My dad was, yeah.
Okay, where was he?
He played football at Hutch.
At where, sorry?
At Hutch JUCO.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And then I've got to ask, obviously, Kay Weesey, you're the younger sister of Caleb.
Yeah.
We were talking about him a little bit before the show. How's he been?
He's been pretty good. We've got to see him quite a bit this fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's over at Forte State now.
Yes.
And I know you mentioned that he's redshirted, but you went over to see him the other week. You said he's enjoying the opportunity?
Yeah, he's really liking the workouts and getting to meet some new people and be with a pretty awesome coach. So,
does it feel a little weird going to Buffs games now and him not being on the field?
Yeah, it's been a bit of an adjustment, but it's been fun.
Okay, got it. Hayden, I'll go back to you now. What kind of things in the off season have helped you kind of become better this year as junior?
I think just having teammates with me. I think, like, having teammates has been so beneficial. Being able to, like, just text someone, be like, hey, let's go run, and I don't have to go by myself. I can go be better with someone else.
I was going to ask that because you two are both in a sport where you're competing for personal bests, but it's also a team sport at the same time. So I'll go with you, Hayden, first. How do you kind of form that camaraderie with these teammates?
You just kind of, you get your main group of guys and you hope people can step up with you and get a team together. But it's all, the core guys just stick together and you just, yeah, you just hope you can get people to come with you.
Who are some of those core people that you've helped work out with and also help you get better?
Our main four have been Josiah Munoz, Taryn Castro, and Trevor Fry have been with me. And we've also picked up freshman Jaden Smith, who's got with it pretty well over the last couple months.
Kate, I'll ask you the same thing. How do you kind of form this relationship with your teammates, even though once you're competing, it's all you for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Basically, workouts together. We work off of each other, and lots of team bonding and getting to know each other other than just running, you know.
How did you describe your teammates? Are you focused? Are you silly? Are you light?
I think we all know when it's time to focus up, but we have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Hayden, same question.
We really, in practice, I don't think there's any focus. I mean, we can be in the middle of, like, the hardest work of our lives and still, like, making jokes at each other, and yeah.
That's always good. I want to go into you now, Hayden. You led the boys team to a first place finish at a new track at Hayes. Can you describe that experience?
I heard about the course from one of our friends that runs at the JUCO here. He said that, you know, the course is fast, but you got to watch out for the hills. So it was good to get a little insight, but, like, it was a cool experience.
What do you kind of use to get training on hills and kind of stimulate that experience before you're actually going on one of these races?
So we used Buffalo Dunes out there.
Okay.
And so we do some of our workouts out there. And I like getting on golf courses and hitting hills pretty hard.
And you got another win the week after at Rimrock, and you were already talking to me about how great that course was. But can you tell me how big of a difference it is training for one race right after you've won one?
It's hard to just, like, not, you know, be overly confident and be too stuck up. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, from Hayes, I mean, I would say the competition was a little less than Rimrock. So
okay.
it's definitely a mindset thing.
You seem like a pretty down-to-earth guy, though.
I try to be.
Yeah, okay, got it. I'll bring you both back into it now. You mentioned that you like the layout that Hayes brought to you. I want to ask you both, what sort of things do you really like when you're going into a course?
I like a good amount of hills. I like a lot of space to move. Also like wind on meet days. I really like wind.
You say wind?
Yeah, I like wind.
Okay, got it. Behind you, in front of you, like?
I like to run right into the wind.
Okay, see, I'm the absolute opposite. Whenever I go on runs, if I got wind blowing in my face, I hate that. Why do you like the wind blowing in your face?
I think it separates us, you know, who's going to be mentally tough and go PR or go run a really strong race, or who's going to just fall off and use the wind as an excuse to run weak.
I want to actually ask that. So when you set your PR, do you feel it kind of throughout your race? Like, oh, I'm kind of on for this right now. Or do you have no idea until you end?
My PR race, I had no clue I was going to PR. But most of the time, I can kind of feel now if I'm off. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the reaction when you got that PR?
I was pretty excited.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you the same thing. When you're running a race and you wind up running your personal best, do you realize it while you're racing, kind of thinking like, oh, I'm on for something here? Or do you not know until the end?
Most of the races this year I've felt the same, but like at Hayes, which is my PR right now, I felt nothing until I checked my watch and I'm rolling through these miles faster than normal. And then so yeah, I just kind of powered through, but after the second mile I was like, I got something here that I can go do.
And I'll ask you the same thing I asked Kate. What are some of the favorite things that you look for in a course?
I'm kind of the complete opposite. I'd rather be pretty flat and fast. I like fast courses that, you know, make sure like the time just flies by.
Okay.
But yeah, Rimrock is still probably the favorite. I think the hills are still fun.
What are some of your favorite things you like to do outside of cross country?
Right now I like just to, like, football season, every Saturday I'm going to be sitting on the couch watching football.
Oh, you and me both, man. Who's your favorite college team?
I like KU.
KU? Okay. Well, this weekend was kind of tough for you.
Yeah,
then.
It was.
But they look pretty good this year, though. Mm-hmm. They just need Jalen back.
Yeah.
I'll ask you the same thing. What are some of your favorite things to do to kind of keep you busy outside of cross country?
Most of the time it's hanging out with my little sister or being with friends.
How big is your family now?
There's just four of us now that my brother's gone.
Okay, got it. And where do you – so your brother's older than you. You got a younger sister. Are you second or third?
I'm the second.
You're the second. Child,
yeah.
Okay, who are your two little siblings?
Oh, no, I just have my little sister. That's it, though.
Okay, got it. How old is she?
She is a freshman. She's 14.
Oh, okay, so got it. You're both around that same time. Yeah. All right, final question I want to close out with. Thank you both for coming on. You both have been awesome so far. Yeah. October is a fun time of year because the season's winding down and you're getting into championship season. I'll start with you, Kate. How do you say that you're feeling after your season's going far, going into this month? How prepared do you feel for championship season?
I feel like our coaches and some of the workouts we've done have really prepared us. I think it's now just kind of deciding that it's time to go. But I feel like there's a lot of work I can still do.
We're about to have Coach Lindenberger on right now. How would you describe her as a coach?
The best.
Okay.
I never had a coach like her until.
In what way? How has she really helped you grow?
She genuinely cares about all of us. You know, it's never been like a pick favorites kind of deal. It's always genuinely caring about every single athlete and wanting us to succeed not only in our sports but in life.
Okay, got it. Awesome. Hey, and I'll ask you the same question. You've got a couple wins under your belt this year. How are you feeling going into championship season?
I just feel like the workouts have just strengthened us so much more throughout the year. And like even just a couple hours ago, we just had a hard workout. But I feel like I'm just getting stronger and faster out of every single workout.
Let me ask, what's the toughest workout you've gone through this season?
I really don't like mile repeats.
Okay.
They're the toughest.
Yeah, I have so much credit for both of you two because I could never run cross country, and here you are handling both like champs and getting ready to go into championship season. Those are juniors Kate Weesey and Hayden Nemechek. Thank you both for coming on Buff Talk tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. When we come back, we will have your head coach on and Kristen Lindenberg coming on here live on Buff Talk from Old Chicago here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock.